Chapter 1, Spiritual Economics. In 1921, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was stricken with polio, a disease he struggled with until his death in April 1945. On the 10th anniversary of FDR's death, Dr. Jonas Salk announced that the polio vaccine he had developed was ready for use by the general public. Over 30 years later, in the late 1980s, thousands of doses of oral polio vaccine were being stored in drug company refrigerators. Yet hundreds of thousands of polio cases were still being reported around the globe. The supply of the vaccine was plentiful. The problem was a failure of distribution. So in stepped Rotary International, which set a lofty goal to eradicate polio from the world. The organization raised more than $200 million to buy enough vaccine to meet the entire global need. But they also confronted the same massive problem, distribution. So, working in conjunction with the World Health Organization, Rotarians developed a strategy that called for identifying the most needy countries and designating national vaccination days. Thousands of health officials and volunteers vaccinated entire countries against polio in a matter of days or weeks. By 2001, only 500 cases of polio were reported in the entire world. By addressing the challenge of distribution, the Rotarians have saved thousands from premature death or disability.
Distribution, I think, is the real key here. Basic economic principles revolve around supply, demand, and distribution. But most of the world's problems are a result of a failure to meet the challenge of distribution. For example, while granaries in many developed nations overflow, millions go to bed hungry each night. This same dynamic applies to the realm of spiritual resources as well. All over the world, people are looking, as never before, for spiritual answers and resources. And as human solutions continue to fail, more and more people are seeking divine help. Now, if you know the God of the Bible, you certainly know that there's no problem on the supply side of the spiritual economics equation. God's resources are limitless. His grace and love have no boundaries, and He longs to pour out His spiritual wealth on desperate and spiritually needy people. Given that we worship a God of unlimited abundance, the spiritual problem is clearly not a matter of supply. This leaves only one alternative, and that's distribution. Simply put, the ways in which we've been delivering the spiritual goods have not been working. The idea, for example, that we can open a distribution center on some street corner and expect those in spiritual need to come to us has not worked. In fact, God did not intend it to work. God is not in the retail business. He has chosen one-on-one mass distribution as the method to distribute His grace. God calls you and me as His witnesses, and we do not need to search hard to find a mission field. Our mission field is the place where we already spend most of our time, namely our workplace. By being an ambassador for Jesus in our workplaces, each of us can become a pipeline for God's grace to people who would never darken the doorway of a church. Now that's distribution.
Many Christians of our generation were taught mechanical, aggressive, some would say intrusive, methods of evangelism, and they produced minimal results, despite the claims made by the organizations espousing these methods. The problem was that, as with many Christians,